Here with Jets linebacker Nick Ballore. What the heck's got to be going through your mind right now, considering these two matchups against the Patriots, where for large portions of both of those contests, you outplayed them, but instead you get a pair of losses by combined 3 points, Nick?
I mean, it's a heartbreaker. At the end of the day, we know that the game usually comes down to, the fourth quarter there. There's a couple things we could have done along the course of the game, but, you know, there's not a lot of words for it. It's pretty frustrating. We just have to execute that much better, especially against a quality opponent like that. And, we have one more opportunity as a team to, try to right the ship as much as we can. But we're fighting. It's just we have to fight smarter and make the plays when we need to.
Did you think the tell of this game was what they did off of their turnover? They cashed in with seven, whereas Marcus Williams had a great pick for you guys, the rookie undrafted free agent from North Dakota State, but you weren't able to convert any points off of that.
I mean, that's huge. Turnovers with the Patriots are few and far between, so when we get them, we have to capitalize and to not come away with points. You know, that's a huge turning point in the game. We still had a chance at the end after that, obviously, to do some things, but, when they do make a mistake, which is rare, we have to capitalize, and when you don't, that's what happens.
What did you guys do to get after Brady, especially early? I think all the sacks came in the first half, 4 and all. Was it just guys winning one-on-one matchups, or was it some of the schemes you were doing up there?
We played some stuff a little bit different, but, it comes down to the guys up front. And, I thought they did a great job getting him off his point, which is kind of the key. Getting the pressure is a huge factor in these games, and I thought that was a big aspect of the game that helped us.
Thanks, Nick. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me.